Today's shiur is Masech the Pesachim, Daf Samach Kimmel, and we will begin on Daf Samach Beis on the Beis, four lines from the bottom, Tanya. In our previous shiurim, we have discussed quite extensively, starting from the Mishnah, then into the Gemara, that if when someone checks the Karban Pesach, they have in mind L'Areilim, They have in mind that the Karban Pesach is being brought for people who are Areilim, who obviously may not eat of the Karban Pesach. That disqualifies the Karban Pesach. But we also discussed that that's if the intention was only for Areilim. But if the person, as the Karban Pesach was brought, had in mind not only L'Areilim, they had in mind L'Areilim Ulamulim, then the halacha would be very different. So we begin today's shiur by discussing what is that the case by qualifying that rule. Tanya, and the Brisa begins by teaching us that acherim oimrim im higdem mulim la'areilim, if when you had this machshava that it wasn't only going to be for areilim, you combined mulim and areilim, then the halacha is that it's not considered a situation of pure areilim, and since it's not considered a situation of pure areilim, the carbon is kosher. However, areilim lemulim, if first you thought about areilim, and then after you thought about the areilim, you thought about the mulim, then the halacha is that it's possible. Even though your machshava was not only about areilim, it doesn't make a difference. And the Gemara therefore immediately asked the question, "My Shna, why should there be a difference if Mulim Areilim the kosher? That if your machshav of Mulim was before Areilim, that it's kosher? Could the Kula Arla be in? For as we said, it's only possible if you only thought about Areilim. And here, you didn't only think about Areilim. So ask the Gemara, Veleka. So ask the Gemara, in a situation of Areilim Lemulim, where you thought about Areilim before the Mulim, also, Kula Arla B'inan. We just said that the halacha is that you only are supposed to be thinking about Areilim. And you didn't only think about Areilim. You also thought about Mulim, Veleka. And why would you therefore be Chayiv? Says the Gemara, Lema. It says the Gemara, that it seems that the basis for this opinion is the Ksavri Acherim, Eim L'Shchita El L'Besoif, U'Kedurava. But as Rashi here has a very long Rashi that gives us the basis for understanding this Gemara. The first point we have to make is a machlokes that we've quoted previously, a machlokes based on a Gemara Masechta Temura, Daf Chof Hei Yom Beis. We know that the Torah tells us the Isser of Temura, that when you have a carbon which is an animal that you designated for carbon and everything is fine, you should not substitute it for a different carbon. The Torah says, Lo yamirenu, don't substitute the animal that you designated as a carbon for another carbon. The Torah goes on to say, Lo yamirenu, don't do so. Vim hamer yamraisai, we're one to do so. Vayehu usmarasai yekaidish. Both animals are kaidish. And the Gemara over there discusses a situation where somebody says, Hareza Tamuras, and that the animal that you use for a substitution obtains the status of the animal that you were Magdish. And the Gemara over there discusses a situation where somebody said, Hareza Tamuras Oila Tamura Shlomim. He said, first it should be a Tamura of an Oila, and then he said, it should be the Tamura of a Shlomim. What is the halacha? So Rameyah says that we only take into consideration his first statement. We only take into consideration his first statement because it's considered a tamuris oila. The way that's described is tfois loshen rishon. We follow the first phrase. For Rameyah understands that what this person meant to do, he meant to designate it as a tamuris oila, but then he changed his mind. But you can't change your mind once you designate it as a Tumuris Oila. And since you can't change your mind once you designate it as a Tumuris Oila, the loch is it's a pure Tumuris Oila and nothing more. Tfais, Losh, and Rishon. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, Af Begmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas. This person, says Rabbi Yossi, really meant all along that it should be both a Tumuris Oila and Tumuris Shlomim. As what that really means is that he meant was that half of the proceeds should be used as an oila, and half of the proceeds should be used as a shlomim. But it's just impossible to say two phrases at the same time. Since it's impossible to say two phrases at the same time, we have to take both phrases into consideration. That's in a case where somebody said, Tumuris oila, Tumuris shlomim, we have a machlokes remain Rabbi Yossi. But now it could be a different situation, where somebody said, Chatzi oila and chatzi shlomim. So good. According to Rabbi Yossi, there would be no question that we take both phrases under consideration. Where he said, Tumuris oila, Tumuris shlomim, Rabbi Yossi says, we take both statements into consideration. We only take the first statement into consideration. We take both statements into consideration, according to Rabbi Yossi. Certainly, when he said, Chatzi Tumuris oila, Chatzi Tumuris Shlomim, it's very clear that he meant to make half oila, half shlomim. The question is, what will Remeya hold in such a case? Will Remeya hold that once he said Chatzi Tumuris oila, there's a halacha of Nispashta Mekula, that if somebody were to say a half an animal is a oila, the Kedusha spreads to the entire animal, as the Gemara Masechta Tumura, Daf Yud Aleph on the base teaches us that there's a concept of nespashta, that if you designate part of the animal as kodesh, it spreads to the entire animal. The Gemara over there in Daf Yud Aleph on the base discusses that in a situation where he designated an organ which neshama teluya ba, a vital organ, then for sure everybody agrees to his spashta. There's a machloikus by a case where it's not an avish neshama teluya ba, like a leg, will we also say nispashta? And here too, will we say nispashta? Or, in this case, it's clear that he meant to make both phrases. He deliberately said it in such a way because he wanted both phrases to be applicable. And therefore, even Rameir in this case will agree to Rabbi Yossi that Tfois Loshen Rachron. Abaya holds that in this case, Remeya will agree with Rabbi Yossi. By saying it this way, it's clear that that was his intention. However, Rava disagrees. And Rava holds that even in this case, the halacha is that Remeya holds Tfois Loshen Rishon. And if he said first Chatzi Tumuris Oila, it'll be completely an Oila. And Rava, in challenging Abaya, brings a raya from Hilchas Pigel. We know, we've discussed, that pigel of a carbon, when the Karyan brings the carbon, he had a machshavas chutzlas manoi, the carbon becomes pigel. However, as we've learned, the only time a carbon can become pigel is if there's no other improper machshava. But let's say the Karyan who brought the carbon as pigel shechted the carbon with a machshavas chutzlas manoi, and then he did one of the other avoidas, as we keep on learning this week. There are four avoidas in every carbon. Shchita, Kabbalah, Hilocha, Zrika. And in one of the other avoidas, he had, let's say, Machsheves, Chutz, Lemkaimai. Then the halacha is that since it wasn't purely pigel, there was another Machsheva as well. That's why this carbon will not be considered pigel. Of course, the carbon will be pasul, but of course, the person, and you will not be allowed to eat it. And the person who brought this carbon certainly will not have been given credit for the carbon that he brought. But it won't be considered pigel that if somebody were to eat chas v'shalom from this carbon, he would be chayiv karis. Rabbi Yehud, that's the opinion of the Rabbanon in Masechta Zvachim, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda, in that Mishnah, disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends when the machshevas pigel happened. He agrees that if you had a machsheves chutz l'mekoyma, and then you had a machsheva chutz l'zmanoi, that carbon will not be pigel. However, he says, if you had the machsheves chutz l'zmanoi first, that carbon became pigel, and even if afterwards you had a different machshava psula, a different wrong machshava, machshava chutz l'mekaymai, machsheves l'shloi l'shma, the carbon will remain pigel. And the reason is very simple. One, Rabbi Huda holds, once the carbon obtained the status of pigel, it retains that status no matter what. So now, using Rabbi Huda's opinion, Rava asks a question on Abaye's understanding of the opinion of Rameya. In the case of pigel, where first you had a machsheves chutz l'zmanoi, and then you had a machsheves chutz l'mekaymai, so it's clearly that the person didn't mean to go back. And it was Rameya's consideration, as we began this explanation, is that when somebody makes two statements, we need to be concerned that the only reason he meant to say the second statement was because he was regretting his first statement. He wanted to retract his first statement. Here, there's no question that this person didn't want to retract his first statement. He just had a machsheves chutz l'zmanoi first. And then the statement of chutz l'mekaymai is a totally different statement. It has no connection to the first statement. Still, Rabbi Yehuda, who follows Rameya's opinion, Tfais Lashon Rishon, we always follow what was said first. And since it became chutz l'zmanoi, it became pigel. It will remain pigel under all, it remains pigel, and his later machshavas aren't considered. And therefore, in this case as well, suggests Rava to Abaye, that when the person said chatzi tmuris oila, even though it's clear that the second statement of chatzi tmuris shlomim doesn't represent in any way a retraction of the first statement, it still doesn't change the halacha of tvois lashon rishon. Abaye needs to answer Rava, and he says that you can't, that there's another issue that we need to discuss, and that is the issue of shechita. We know that the act of shechita involves cutting the karna and the veshit. Rameya, who Rabbi Huda follows, says Abaye that the pigel status takes place even b'chatzi matur. That means, let's say the shochet only had in mind the machsheves pigel by the cutting of one of those two simonim. Rabbi Meir holds that even though he didn't have it by the whole matur, he only had it by a chatzi matur, the halacha is that the carbon is pigel. So therefore, and says Abaye, that would be no different from when a person had machsheves pigel during one avoida and a different machshava during a different avoida. But that would not be a raya that during one avoida the person had both machshavas, that it would maybe Ramei would agree that it is pigel. And chatzi oil and chatzi shlomim, says Abaye, is like having the machshava during one avoida. Rava, who, as we just said, disagreed with Abaye, Rava, who used the case of pigel as a raya that Rameya holds that even by chatzi oil chatzi shlomim we only do tfois lashon rishon, is of the opinion that when we look at the ma'aseh shechita, we don't look at the ma'aseh shechita at the beginning to end. Rather, we look at the last drop of the shechita. The way this is expressed in halacha is, do we say yeshna l'shechita metchila v'atzoif, that the act of shechita takes place both simonim, or do we say ein l'shechita el l'psoif, that the last act of cutting, that and that alone, is the ma'aseh shechita? Now, if Abaye, says Rava, are correct, that when a person makes a two-part declaration, both take part at the same time, then Rava shouldn't consider this carbon pigel, because the pigel and the non-pigel came at the same time, at the last moment. And therefore, the same thing would be when you shecht the Karban Pesach, as we discussed, for Mulim and Arelim, the critical moment would be the last moment of Shechita. And since the critical moment is the last moment of Shechita, and he had in mind both Mulim and Arelim, and as we, therefore, it should make a difference if you had a machshavas mulim first and then a reilim, or you had a machshavas a reilim first and then a mulim, because you did not just think about a reilim all along. And that is indeed a bayis opinion. But according to Rava, who says that yesh don l'shchita metchil v'atsoif, so each shchita, therefore, similarly, since the Karban Pesach is shechted for mulim and only and loy mulim, so then we'll say that the shechita becomes possible from the beginning to the end. So in other words, the machloikas that we're learning in our Gemara should be connected to that machloikas. Damarava, adayim machloikas, the machloikas about yeshna the shechita metchila v'atzoif still remains, and therefore that machloikas is the basis for the question that we began to share. Hilkach, and therefore, since we explained that according to Rabbi Meir, ain l'shchita el l'b'soif, hig de mulim l'reilim. If the person said a mulim, if the client said a mulim and had a, said or had a mind mulim or reilim first, mulim chayli, the first lashon rishon, and only the mulim make a difference. A reilim l'chayli, because that's the only moment I'm going to be looking at. But hig de reilim l'mulim. The reilim chayli, mulim lachayli, because at the last defining moment, the only thing I was looking at is the reilim first. Amar Rava. So Rava says, we don't have to connect this. Loilam ksav yachrei yesh lo shechila metchil v'atzoif. But if yesh lo shechila metchil v'atzoif, so that we should consider everything that was said, says the Gemara, hachem ma'iskinen, what we're speaking about here is, kigoyim shigoma b'liboy l'tavayu, he had in mind to say both, bein l'mulim, bein l'arelim, that the shechita should be both for mulim and arelim, but he only, v'haitzim b'piv, the only thing that the shechit expressed was l'arelim, v'loi hispik loim l'mulim. He didn't have the opportunity to mention the mulim, ach nigmar shechita b'arelim. All he said was arelim. He never had the opportunity to express mulim. And now the machloikus is as follows. Ramea holds that we don't need to have his mind and his heart consistent. All we have to look at is at what he said. And since he only said a reilim, the carbon is possible. Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan who disagree, they're of the opinion, binan piv libay shavim. We don't only take into consideration what you said, we take into consideration what you wanted to say. And since this person wanted to say mulim, he just didn't have the opportunity to say it, that's not to be ignored. So we discussed in our previous year a fundamental question. Whenever we have one of these machsheves psul that disqualify a carbon, we discussed the machloikis rishonim, do you have to, is it just the machshava that disqualifies the carbon, or is the dibur also going to disqualify the carbon? And we said that the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos is that you need to have a dibur. And Tosfos brings a raya from our Gemara that you indeed have to have a machshava, a dibur. Because our entire Gemara is a discussion, if you said a reilim or alone, or you didn't, or did you get a chance to say mulim or not? If what you and what was in your heart, and what was your intention, and what did you express? And we just learned there's an opinion that says we only look at what you actually expressed. But if machsheves psul don't need to be expressed, if machsheves psul apostle just based on your thinking, then how do we understand this Gemara? So that's why Tosfos brings a raya that the halacha is that whenever we speak about a machsheves psul, it's a verbalization. There are rishonim, as we said, the Mishnah Melech wants to suggest that that's the opinion of the Rambam. So if that's the case, how will they understand our Gemara? they explain that our Gemara is, there's a difference between somebody who had a mind, to he had something in mind, versus somebody had a mind, not just that he had it in mind, but he had it in mind to say. Everybody will agree, says, this is the way the Afiki Yam explains the Rishonim's Teretz, that if everybody will agree that if not only did you have it in mind that that's what you want, but you had a mind to say that, that's equivalent to saying it. Here, when the Gemara says liboy, it only means you had that intention, but the intention did not go to the degree that you had a mind to verbalize that intention. Ask the Gemara. So now the way we're explaining, that we don't have to have that you both should be equivalent, and as long, the only thing that I look at is what you actually said. For many, ask the Gemara, there's a Mishnah, Masechta Trumas, Paragimel Mishnah Ches, Hamskaven Loim Truma. And somebody intended to say that these pairs should be Truma. Vamer, but instead of saying Truma, he said Maiser. Or vice versa. Maiser, he intended to say that these pairs are Maiser, Vamer Truma. Oi, Eni Nichnas Labaiser. He said he intended to say that I'm not entering this house. And instead, Vamer Lazer, he said a different house. Eni Nene Lazer. I'm not going to have any benefit from this person. And by mistake, V'amal Zayi said a different person. And all these cases, says the Gemara, we ignore what he said. So we see very much the Rebbe Meir does take what your intentions are into consideration. How do we say that Rebbe Meir says, I only look at what you said? Ela Amar Abaya, this is the way to understand Abaya. Reisha, when he said Mulim and before Reilim, that Ramey said at the beginning of our shiur that it's kosher dama. What he meant, what he said was simen rishon lemulim. As I said earlier, the act of shechita involves cutting two simonim. So he said, I'm shechting the first simon for mulim, the simon sheni af la'reilim. That the second simon should not just be for mulim alone; it should be for reilim as well. The simon sheni nami psichim by mulim. By making the statement that the first simon should be for mulim, and then he's saying the second simon should also be for a reilim, he didn't remove the mulim from the second simon. And therefore, we have a situation of a total combination of mulim and a reilim. However, the Sefer speaking about a case where the simon rishon was for a reilim, and the simon sheni was for mulim. And since the simon rishon, lo psiche bei mulim, there's no machsheves mulim at all in, Ramea now goes back to his opinion that we mentioned earlier, that even if you had the machshava by half of a maisa, half of a void of a carbon, the carbon would become pigel. Meaning, if somebody had the machshavas pigel just by the shechita of one of the two simonim, will the carbon become pigel? According to Ramea, that carbon would already become, that carbon would already become pigel. So Ramea gives much significance just to even one simon. If Ramea gives much significance even to one simon, in our case, Ramea is going to hold that since the first simon that was slaughtered here was only with a machsheves pig, with a machsheves arelim, there was no machsheva of mulim in the first simon. And since there was no machshavas mulim in that first simon, and the act of shechting just one simon, according to a mayor, is also considered a significant act, the carbon became possible during that maisa, the maisa of shechting the first simon just with the machshavas areilim. Once it became possible, it's possible. However, the Rabbanan, who began the shiur with, who disagree with Rameya, Rabban al Tamayu, they are of the opinion that Amri Emefagim v'chatzi mater. We have to look at both simonim. And by the time, as the Gemara just said, by the time this person shechted the second simon, he already had a mind. By the time he shechted the second simon, he already had a mind, a mulim as well. And the second, and you can't just look at the first simon alone, because the shechita involves both simonim. Chatzi mater, one simon alone, according to Rabbanon, is not enough. And therefore, we take the mulim intention also into consideration. And since we take the mulim intention into consideration, we do not have a situation just of machsheves arelim. And since we don't have a machsheva just arelim, the carbon it's still kosher. We mentioned earlier in our Masechta, the Torah Kedosha says, "Loisishchet al chometz dam zivchi," that somebody may not shech the Karban Pesach as long as the shoychet still has in his possession chometz. Our Mishnah goes into discussing the details of that halacha. Says the Gemara, "A shoychet as a Pesach al chometz. If somebody shechs the Karban Pesach while he owns chometz." Over Belaisa say he's over a lav. The chot lav of Leseshchad al chametz dam zivchi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer afatamid. As we discussed earlier in our Masechta, the halacha is that the current beginning of the perek, the current tamid is also shechted in the afternoon. The tamid shebein abayim is also geshachten on erev Pesach after chatzos. So if somebody shechts the current tamid at that time and he owns chametz, the is also over on that lav. Rav Shimon disagrees. And he says, there's a difference if the Karban Pesach was brought l'shma, or where it's brought shaloi l'shma. As we learned earlier in our parak as well, that if somebody brings the Karban Pesach shaloi l'shma, then the Karban is possible. Pesach bizmanoi, a Pesach that was brought in the time that you're supposed to bring the Karban Pesach, the halach is, Pesach sheshach to bezmanoi shaloi l'shma is a carbon pasul. If it's a carbon pasul, so Rav Shimon says that the shchit of that carbon is considered a shchita shein eruya, and the halacha is according to Rav Shimon a shchita shein eruya lo shma shchita. So you can't say that if somebody shechted the carbon pesach bezmanoi shaloi l'shma where the carbon is pasul, that it's considered an act of shechita, because that's considered a shechita shein eruya. And what does the Torah say? The Torah says lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi, but this is not considered an act of shechita. Shechita shein eruya lo shma shechita. And Rav Shimon says that there's a halacha. The halacha is that not only Karban Pesach that's slaughtered when you own chametz that you over the lav, but any carbon that you shecht when you owned chametz, you're over the lav. However, says Rav Shimon, you're only over the lav if you shechted them during yontif of Pesach, not on erev Pesach. So therefore, says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Amar Pesach baba also l'shma. If you shechted the Karban Pesach on erev Pesach properly l'shma and you owned chametz, you'll indeed be chayif. However, if you shechted it on erev Pesach shloi l'shma, as we just said, that would be a shechita shein eruya, and therefore you would be potter. And the next halacha Rav Shimon said, v'sha'a kol zvachim, any other carbon that you shechted while you owned chametz, bein l'shmon, bein shloi l'shmon, whether you shechted them l'shmo or shloi l'shmo, you'll be potter. You won't be chayiv if you did that on erev Pesach. There is the lav of l'sishkara chametz dam zivchi by other kabbanis doesn't apply on erev Pesach, even after Chatzos. However, those other kabbanis, b'shmoid, if you shechted on Karb Pesach during Yontif, l'shma potter. For as we said so many times, as much as a Karb Pesach that's brought erev Pesach, shloi l'shma is not a good carbon. If you shecht l'shma, it's fine. Any other time, it's just the opposite. A Pesach that's brought any time during the year, if you bring it l'shma, the halacha is that it's a good carbon, because if you bring it l'shma, it's not good. It's not the time for Karban Pesach. The only time for Karban Pesach is erev Pesach after Chatzos. If you bring it shaloi l'shma, then the carbon is kosher. So therefore, if during Pesach you brought a carbon as a Karban Pesach l'shma, it's an invalid carbon. Since it's an invalid carbon, again, Rav Shimon, following his opinion, it becomes a shechita shein eruya. Shechita shein eruya lo shma shechita, and therefore you'll be potter. If you bring it shloi l'shma, which as we just said, a carbon Pesach brought all year round, shloi l'shma makes the carbon into a good carbon. So then it's a shechita eruya, and therefore since it's Pesach, and you brought a carbon which is a good carbon with chametz in your possession, you'll be chayiv. Now, says Rav Shimon, v'sha'a kol zvachim, any other carbon, there it doesn't make a difference, bein l'shmon, bein shloi l'shmon, yechayiv. For as we discussed, as we began these sugyas, there are two karbonas that if you bring them shaloi lishma, they're completely disqualified. One is a Pesach that's brought an Erev Pesach in the afternoon. If it was brought shaloi lishma, it becomes completely possible. And the other situation is the Karban Chatas. All other karbonas, as the Mishnah teaches us in Masechet Zvachim, Ksherim, if the carbon was brought shaloi lishma, the carbon is still kosher. The owners don't get credit for their obligation that they had to fulfill with such a carbon. So now, if all the carbonas, any other carbon, it's during Pesach, Chol Moed, they were brought, whether they were brought lishma, shaloi lishma, the carbon is going to be a kosher carbon. Since the carbon is going to be a kosher carbon, it's going to be considered a shechita ruya. We just said that a shechita ruya is a shechita according to Reb Shimon. Since a shechita ruya is considered a shechita according to Reb Shimon, you'll be chayiv for shechting during Yontif a carbon with chametz in your possession. Chutz, except, as we just explained, a chatas sheshachta shaloi lishma, because we said that a carbon chatas is the one other carbon that if you shecht it shaloi lishma, it becomes entirely posel. If it becomes entirely posel, then it's not considered shechita ruya. It's a shechita sheina ruya, and by shechita sheina ruya, even if you owned chametz, you're not over this laf. There's a machlokes, how much chametz do you have to be over this laf? The Miches Chinuch says that only if you have a kezayis chametz are you over the laf of l'sishchar chametz dam zivchi. But if less, then you don't have the right amount of chametz that you should be chayiv, because just like by the isra chila of chametz, the shear is a kezayis, so too is the halacha regarding this halacha as well. However, the Shaila Melech I saw disagrees. And he says that when it comes to achila, so as we've discussed many times, the Torah only considers the achila of a kezayis and achila. And therefore, if you ate less than a kezayis of chametz, you weren't over the lav of eating chametz. When we speak, however, regarding the iser of only chametz, it's even by less than a kezayis, and therefore you're over this lav even when you had less than a kezayis of chametz. Tosfos also points out that if somebody brought a Karban Pesach, shaloi lishma, somebody brought a Karban Pesach, and he had in his possession chametz, so the Mishnah clearly taught us that he's over a lav, but Tosfos, the very maskil, hashoichit, says that the carbon is still kosher. The Karban Pesach is still a good Karban Pesach. But Tosfos in Masechta Temura asks a question. There's a famous rule that Rav establishes. The Kamas Adam Rachmana Loi Savid, anything the Torah said one should not do, Yavid Loi Mahani. So ask Tosfos, if the Torah tells us that one should not bring a Karban Pesach when he owns Chametz, so then the Karban should be disqualified if you did. So Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi that there's a special limit to teach us that even though you were over the slav, the carbon is still kosher. Because the Torah, in describing the slav, says, Lo sishchet al chametz dam zivchi. Why does the Torah say dam zivchi? The Torah is teaching us that it's zivchi. It's still considered my carbon. It's still considered a kosher carbon, even though the halacha is, even though you violated the isser of owning chametz when you brought this carbon. We spoke about bringing the Karban Tamid when somebody owns chametz. There's a discussion. The Karban Tamid, unlike the Karban Pesach, is owned by all of Klal Yisrael. It's a Karban Tzibur. So who is considered over the lav? It seems that it would only be the Shoichet who brings the Karban. No, we can't say that all of Klal Yisrael would be over the lav. So our Mishnah said, the lav of Lashishchet al chametz dam zivchi, you're over a lav if you own chametz when the Karban Pesach is brought. The question is, we learned at the beginning of our Masechta, the Midaraisa, when somebody just does bittel chametz, it's enough that that it should be considered that the chametz is not ours. We learned at the beginning of the Masechta that Chazal also said that we have to do bedikas chametz. But midaraisa, all you need to do is bittel. We also know that you can't be over alav without Edom, and Edom knowing that you did the Aveira. So if Edom see that this person who's bringing his Karan Pesach owns chametz, how could they know that he wasn't mevatel the chametz? And being mevatel the chametz, midaraisa, is enough. So the Pnei Yeshua says that the Rambam holds that bittel is only effective for chametz lo yidua, for chametz that you don't know. But chametz that you know, there the halacha is that you have to destroy it, physically destroy it. So the case here is that this person knows about the chametz, this person is bringing about the chametz, so the concern, the consideration that maybe he was mevatel it wouldn't make a difference because bittel doesn't work under these circumstances. The Prima Godim disagrees. The Prima Godim says that if the person got Hasra, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, the person who has chametz and still bringing his Karan Pesach got Hasra, if indeed he did bittel, he would have told the Edom that he did bittel. The fact that he didn't respond to the Edom when they told him, you know, if you're not going to destroy this chametz, you're going to have the lav lo yisishkar chametz tam zivchi. The fact that he didn't respond, well, I was mevatel it already, is clearly indication that he was not mevatel it. The Shagas Arya gives two terutzim. He says that we learned at the beginning of the Masechta on Daf Hey that if somebody has a chrayis on somebody else's chametz, if I'm watching somebody else's chametz in my home, I'm over the lava by your raw by your matzei. But I can't do bittel, because you only can do bittel on chametz that you own. So now it's very geschmack. The chametz that this person is holding is chametz that doesn't belong to him. And since it's chametz that doesn't belong to him, he can't say, well, I did bittel, because bittel is not an option on chametz that you don't own, but you have a chrayis for. The Shagas Arya gives a different teretz. He says, this is the simplest teretz. He says that we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, the bittel is only effective until the Zman Isser Chametz. But once Shor Shishis comes, once Erev Pesach in the afternoon comes, it's too late to do bittel. When is the Karban Pesach brought? It's brought Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Erev Pesach in the afternoon, bittel is no longer an option. Since at that point, bittel is no longer an option, you can't say, well, I did bittel. We know that we're talking about a case where he didn't do bittel in the morning, and the afternoon, you can't do bittel anymore. Says the Gemara, Amar Shimon ben Lakish, as we're discussing the slav of Lois Yishchar al-Chametz, Amar Shimon ben Lakish, L'olam ein chayiv, you're not chayiv for being over the lav, at shei chametz l'shoichet l'zoirik, that either the person who's shechting the Karan Pesach, or doing the Zrikas Adam with the Karan Pesach, or l'echav b'nei chabura, or one of the people who are registered in this carbon, that's when you're over the slav. And furthermore, says Rish Lakish, Atshe imay ba'azorah. The chametz has to be with them in the azorah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Av b'she'en imay ba'azorah. Even though it's not in the azorah, you still can be over the lav. Says the Gemara, v'maykamifli, what is the basis of the machlokes of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Does it have to be with you or not? Ilema, ba'al b'somach mifli. The Torah says, lo sishchet al chametz dam zivchi. The Torah uses the word al. So Rish Lakish savar al besamach. Whenever the Torah uses the word al, means right there with you. And Rabbi Yochanan savar loy bein al besamach. It doesn't have to be right there with you. Ask the Gemara for ifliki b'chad zimna. That is a machlokes that we already had. We know that when somebody brings a karban toida, he has to also bring with it 40 loaves, 10 times four, four different types, 10 of each. The halacha is that first you magdish them. We say that these loaves should be kadosh to be brought with carbon toidah. And that kadosh is a kadushas pair. But they don't have a kadushas aguf. And if they don't have yet a kadushas aguf, the halacha is you can still redeem them. However, once you shech the carbon toidah, then they obtain a kadushas aguf. If somebody tamei touches them, they become permanently disqualified. If they're left overnight, lina, they become disqualified, and they're no longer redeemable. So the Mishnah Masechta Menachos Daf Ayin Ches teaches us, Hashachet Toid Lefnim, if you shechted the Karmat Toid inside the Azara, however, the Lachma, these loaves that we just spoke about, were Chutz L'chaima, outside of the Azara, the Loch is, like Kiddush Alechem, they don't obtain a Kiddushas Aguf. Ask the Gemara there, my Chutz L'chaima, what is the definition of Chutz L'chaima? Rabbi Yochanan, Chutz L'chaima Space Pagai, outside of Beis Pagai, outside of Yerushalayim, since it's in a place which is outside of Yerushalayim, where it's no longer edible, and there's no longer a psul of Yotzei, that if you take it out from, that if you take it out from there, you're over the issa of Yotzei, so then the lechem, even though it was designated to be brought with this Karmat Toida, doesn't get a Kedushas Aguf. But let's say they are in Yerushalayim, that just outside L'chaim Sazara, Kaddish, they will have Kedushas Aguf, because Loi be in an Al B'Samach. Rashim Lakish Omer, Afilu Chutz L'chaim Sazara, Loi Kaddish. Why? Because according to Rashim Lakish, the Torah says, Al Chalas Lechem Chametz Yaakov Kabonoi, Al Zevach Taidish Shlomov. So we learn Al B'Samach, it has to be with you in the Azara. So if that's the Machlaikas that we say by Chametz, why did they have to say it again? It's a machlokes that they've already taught us. Says the Gemara El Basra Sofak Mufki. We know that in order to be Oivin Aveira, we said this a few moments ago, there have to be Edim, and we have to also give Hasra. Rish Lakish's opinion is, Hasra Sofak is Loishma Hasra. And therefore, even if after we Shech the Karim Pesach, we determine that this person, the Shaykhit, the Zayrik, the Chabura, members of the Chabura had Chametz, since we couldn't know about it definitively when the Asra took place, then it's Asra Sofik, and he's not over the lav. And Rabbi Yochanan says, telling the person, if you own Chametz, you'll be over the lav, even though the Edom don't know for sure that he owns Chametz at that point, it doesn't make a difference, it's still considered a valid Asra. Ask the Gemara, that's also machlokes that we've already had. Ditma, if somebody makes a shvur she'oichel kikazu ayoyim, he makes a shvur that's going to eat a certain loaf of bread today. Vav ayoyim v'lo yachla, and then the day passes and he didn't eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish, Damri Tavayu, Eino Loikus. They're both in agreement that he won't get Malkus. But the reason why is there Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan Eino Loikus, Shandava Lav Shem Maisa. He didn't do something, and you don't get Malkus for something that involves not doing. The call Lav Shem Maisa ain't Loikin Alav. Ava Asra Sofik, the fact that when he made the Shvua, and I tell him, make sure to eat today, because if you're not going to eat today, you're going to be over the Malkus, you're going to be over a Lav, that's not Asra Vadai, because he has a whole day to eat. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Asra is still considered a valid Asra. Shlokish Omer ain't a loika, Shundavale Asra Sofik. As we just explained, when the Asra is given for this Lav, we can't be sure, can't say with any definitively. The chasra sofik leishma asra, avol lav shem emaisa, according to Rish Lakish, loikin alav. Amri, so the question here is, what is the machloikis? Says the Gemara, Amri lo'olam ba'al b'samach k'mefagi. We go back to our first explanation, that the machloikis between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is how to define al. We asked the question. We already know how to define al. We know how to define it from the halacha of Karmat Toida. Tzricha. Says the Gemara, we need to speak about this machlokes both by Karmat Toida and both here by Chametz. Do you fligelin your Chametz? If we only had the machlokes by Chametz, have a mean about who the Kamer Rabbi Yochanan, the loy bin al besamach. I don't have to have the Chametz right there. Mishum Issahu. Because what's the issue? I'm now at own chametz when I bring the Karban Pesach. It doesn't make a difference where it is. We call Hech the Issa, wherever the chametz is, I'm not allowed to own it at that time. Aval in Migdash Lechem, when we speak about the Kedusha of the Lechem upon him, there the Halacha will be LeKadosh El Bifnim. Only when it's inside the Azara will it be Kadosh. Ema, and therefore we would say, there, Maidle Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan will agree to Rish Lakish that if the loaves are not in the Azara, they won't be Kaddish. V'shlokish, the bina al b'samach, di yisagavoy, only if the lechem is in the Azor Kaddish, v'loy, but if they're not there, loy Kaddish, midi dava klisharis, just like the aloch is that something that's put into the klisharis becomes Kaddish with a Kedushas Aguf, but it only becomes Kaddish with a Kedushas Aguf when they're actually in the klisharis. And here too, Rabbi Yochanan will agree to Reish Lakish that the lechem upon him only becomes Kaddish when they are they're in the Azara. On the other hand, says the Gemara, V'yashmina l'inyan Megdash Lechem, if we only had the machloikas regarding the carbon tide, the loaves of the carbon tide, have a mina b'hach kam Reish Lakish to be in al-basamach. These are Gavoy Kaddish, only when they're in the Azara they become Kaddish. Eloi, like Kaddish. Outside the Azara, they can't become Kaddish Tzagof. Avala Inyan Chametz, maybe there, Maidele, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish will agree with Rabbi Yochanan, Deloi be in Abasamach. There's no reason for the Chametz to have to be actually in the Azara. Because the Isuruhu, what's the problem that I'm owning Chametz? And the Isser of owning Chametz, the Kolhech de Issa Issa applies everywhere. That's why we have to have the same Machloikas of Abasamach in both cases. And in fact, Tosfos says that this concept of al b'samach has to be understood in every situation according to that context. If the shaychet doesn't own any chametz, however, yesh lechem nechabura, one of the members of the group does have chametz, mahu. What would the halacha is the shaychet over lo sishchat? Amalei miksev lo sishchat al kamtzacha. Does the Torah say l'sishcha l'chametzcha that the chametz has to bring to the shaychet l'sishcha l'chametz k'siv, and therefore even if he doesn't own any chametz but one of the members of the group owns chametz, you'll be chayiv. Amalei says the Gemara ihachi, if you're going to take that position afil echad b'sayf olam, so maybe some Jew owns chametz and he's not, as long as a Jew owns chametz, if I shech the carbon, then I should be over. Nami, you should be over. Amalei, amakra l'sishchet v'lo yolin. The Torah speaks about the issa of l'sishchet l'chametz tam zivchi, and the Torah also says v'lo yolin l'poiker zevach ha'avga Pesach. We know the current Pesach may not be left overnight. If it's left till the morning, it becomes nicer. L'sishchet l'chametz, says the Gemara, only people, nami d'kaima l'mishim lo yolin, only someone who would be over the lav of Loyolin could also cause that you should be over the lav of Loy Sishchat. And certainly the lav of Loy Sisirim and Mena Boiker only applies to the owners of that carbon Pesach. So too, the lav of Loy Sishchat al Chametz only applies that if one of the owners of the carbon owns Chametz. Amra Papa. Therefore, says Rav Papa, Hilchach, now that we've connected the lav of Loy Sishchat and the lav of Loyolin, Kain am makdes a chelev, if the kain who is makdes the chelev of the Karm Pesach that owns chametz b'shas haktayra, oil however beloisa say he will be over the lav of loisishchel chametz, oil v'yeshna b'chalal nolos amurim, since he's the one that's being makdes the Karm Pesach and therefore he could be over the lav chas v'shalom of loyolin chelev chagiyat boiker, that you have to make sure to burn the murim before the morning. So since we said that these two lavin travel together, he will also be over that lav as well.